Questions 41 and 42. One of the exercises I sometimes use in workshops is to ask people to write down 10 words that describe themselves. Even at this first stage of the exercise, people differ greatly. Some initially focus on their appearance, their gender, or their possessions, while others focus on their emotions, attitudes, values, or relationships. Depending upon my purpose for the exercise at the time, I might then ask them to go through their lists and underline those that they think really are them, rather than qualities that have been given to them by others. An example of the latter can be seen in one person I worked with who suddenly realized that all her life she had been called brave and had tried to act as bravely as she could, but that in trying to meet others' expectations in this way, and despite the fact that bravery is normally seen as a good quality, she had denied herself the opportunity to ever really trust or rely on anyone else. And what she really wanted was the chance to not be brave. In doing this exercise, most people generally come to the conclusion that almost everything they think is part of them has nearly always, at some stage in their lives, been placed upon them by someone else, and that there are some aspects of themselves that they might wish to accept and own, and other aspects they wish to reject. The way in which we view ourselves is, to a large extent, a social construct.